This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
According to a new survey, the top-paying school district in DFW is Mansfield ISD. Arlington, Irving, and HEB are not too far behind, and teachers looking for new jobs are taking note. Almost 30% of teachers have moved on from other lower-paying districts. New hires in Mansfield are making more than teachers with over 10 years' experience. Mansfield ISD's superintendent says their schools have the lowest turnout rate in our area. Some of the lowest-paying districts in DFW include Grapevine-Colleyville, Duncanville, Lake Worth, and Keller. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, we like to keep you updated. And if you want more episodes like this, breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. To follow, download the Odyssey app, search KRLD, and tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
Well, it is incredibly cold weather that is on the way for us across North Texas.
And of course, tracking all of this is our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff. Danny.
It's going to get super cold, folks. The cold front's just now crossing over the Red River Valley. Wichita Falls was at 45 a couple hours ago. They're now down to 33. It's about 130 miles northwest of DFW. Ardmore, Oklahoma, just across the Red River, about 45 miles, is at 32. So there's the freeze line. We're in the mid to upper 40s. 1080 weather radar showing some rain out there, some light rain, so be careful. It's safely above freezing. But we have a winter weather advisory going into place from noon to midnight from northwest to southeast. It doesn't go into effect until 5 p.m. For Dallas and a couple of counties south and east of us. Earlier, Fort Worth and points northwest. Again, noon to 5 in these areas. Plus, a cold weather warning goes into effect at 9 p.m. this evening as well.
And it's not just North Texas getting this cold weather.
Extreme cold in north and northwest Texas should begin on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, and here it comes. Governor Abbott says there are concerns about wildfires in West Texas. Flash flooding to the east might be possible. Because of all that, state agencies are preparing and they're ready to help keep Texans safe.
Bundle up and get ready for the cold.
With a deadly cold front moving in from the Arctic, meteorologists inside this National Weather Service office in North Fort Worth have already activated an extreme cold warning from 9 o'clock tonight through 9 a.m. on Thursday. Also, a winter weather advisory is posted beginning this afternoon at 5. In addition to absolutely bone-breaking temperatures, we could get some winter precipitation.
We can be looking to expect light freezing rain or freezing drizzle, possibly late Tuesday and into Tuesday night.
Fort Worth's Rainey Tellis says the city has already been prepping Fort Worth streets with thousands of pounds of salt and sand. Keep it tuned to 1080 KRLD throughout this winter event. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff will have the latest to keep you safe outside the National Weather Service office in Fort Worth. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And as North Texas prepares for this winter blast, remember to cover your pipes. Scott Allison, a plumber on the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric team, says while prices for all materials have gone up, A busted pipe will likely require more than just a plumber, and those repairs can take a lot longer to fix. He remembers the last bad freeze in 2021.
We got so busy that we were pushed out 4 weeks just helping people out with those damages or the pipe burst calls. And it was 7 days a week, 24/7 of our guys going out and helping people in the Metroplex.
Hopefully it's nothing like that. And he says no matter how little or big the pipe repair is, it's always best to hire a licensed professional.
It's 7:07 at KRLD, and the wreckage is still on the runway at Pearson International in Toronto, where a passenger jet crash landed yesterday, leaving the fuselage upside down. All 80 people on board survived, and although more than a dozen were injured.
The question for investigators, how and why did the plane lose one, maybe both wings before flipping over during landing?
I think it's possible the wing may have touched the runway due to a gust. And if that's the case, then the rest of this makes sense. But the recorders are going to show that.
This flight was carrying a total of 80 people, 76 passengers and 4 crew members.
That's NBC5's Keenan Willard reporting.
Meanwhile, in a shocking move, Southwest Airlines says they're laying off more than 1,700 front office employees.
It's the first time in company history that corporate positions are being eliminated, and it includes senior leadership and directors, 15% of its front office in all. CEO Bob Jordan said in a letter to employees, it's a pivotal moment. Former Dallas Aviation Director Mark Diebner says the move underscores how tough the airline business is.
Any way that you can reduce those expenses and try to make the company leaner, stronger, better, that's something you have to do.
That letter from Jordan says most of those who are laid off will not be considered employees, but will get full pay and benefits through April. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a lot of bills being pushed through the U.S. Congress that are part of efforts to flatter President Trump. A Republican congresswoman has called for President Trump's birthday to become a federal holiday. New York Representative Claudia Tenney announced the bill to turn Trump's birthday, June 14th, with falls on Flag Day, into an official holiday. Now, this is just one of many bills that are designed to flatter President Trump. One other bill includes carving the president's face into Mount Rushmore, a move to allow him to seek a third term, and a plan to put his face on $500 bills. Well, I'm never going to get a $500 bill, I don't imagine.
I honestly kind of like the $500 bill one.
We don't even really have those anymore, thanks to the war on drugs. What do you guys think? I believe that honoring people should be done after their life has passed. Because you don't know what they're going to do for the rest of their lives. So someone could turn south on you.
It's true. It could happen. But
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, we've got statues of people that are living. I mean, like Dirk Nowitzki never hurt
that
anybody.
That is true. What do you guys think? What should we, if anything, put Trump on Mount Rushmore, put him on a $500 bill, allow him to get a third term, a federal holiday after him, or none of the above? Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning all. Happy Monday. Well, quasi-Monday anyway. We begin this short week with a rally, which is kind of where we ended last week. We broke a two-week losing streak. And as we open trading today, believe it or not, the Dow Industrials average is about 1% away from a record high. The S&P average, the more important, the broad-based average, is about a quarter of a percent away. We gained 242 points, or a half percent, in the Dow last week, while the S&P average was up 1.5%. NASDAQ's the star, up 2.6%. And if we open right now, the Dow would be up 70 points, the NASDAQ up 109, the S&P up 23. I tell you, the news flow can, you know, has not slowed down at all, you guys may have noticed. But the marketplace is just trying to figure out, what do we concentrate on? You know, it's like a shell game. Where's the P? Well, the U.S. and Russia peace talks have started. In fact, they've already ended, we understand. The U.S. froze out Europe and Ukraine in this. But they did say, the comments that we've heard is that Marco Rubio said they agreed on four principles with Russians in the talks, but we don't know exactly what they are, but we think they're probably going to resume. Meanwhile, money is continuing to run into gold. It's up another $31 an ounce this morning, $29.31. A lot of that is tension, but a lot of that also is a lot of foreign governments putting their money in gold instead of U.S. treasuries. Intel is higher again today. Wall Street Journal says that both Taiwan Semiconductor and Broadcom independently are considering potential deals that would break that company in two. Crude's up 44 cents, 71.15. Gold's up $31, 29.31.70. Interest rates are a little higher today, 4.52%. On the opening, the stocks look higher across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, in North Dallas, a six-year-old girl who was walking along Beltline Road around 10:30 on Sunday night struck and killed. And as police worked to find the person responsible, one person who witnessed the unthinkable tragedy spoke with NBC 5.
Why didn't they stop? If they stopped here, why didn't they get out and call 911 right then and there?
So we're hoping that someone recognizes that vehicle. That is the actual vehicle.
Dallas police are sharing images of the car as they search for the driver.
As a parent myself of a six-year-old, this is just absolutely heartbreaking. And so I ask again, if anyone knows anything, please call 911.
It's unclear where the six-year-old girl came from or where she was going, but this witness says she saw a family member running to the scene.
The family, her grandfather, I believe, he was at the store, felt something was wrong and started running.
Police say they won't release the child's name, but are focused on solving this fatal hit and run.
That's NBC5's Sophia Beausoleil. We have a picture of the car police are looking for on our website at KRLD.com.
Meanwhile, in McKinney, police say no one will face any charges in a case they originally thought was a hit and run. 14-year-old Jameer Dabney was walking near Lake Forest Drive and Highlands Drive in December when he was hit by a car and he died from his injuries. Police originally investigated the case as a hit and run. Now they say the vehicle they originally thought had been involved and left the scene was actually not part of the accident. They reached that conclusion based on witness interviews and video evidence. They say the driver of the car that did hit Dabney did remain at the scene and did cooperate with their investigation. They say there's no evidence to indicate any criminal wrongdoing and no charges will be filed.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.